Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Dave Bryan. Against the Carolina Panthers this past Sunday, Pittsburgh Steelers inside linebacker Marcus Allen had a silly penalty that, lucky for him, didn't wind up costing his team the game. Even so, Allen's unsportsmanlike conduct penalty that occurred between the third and fourth quarter stoppage resulted in the Steelers' defense needing to go back on the field after delivering a key third down sack that resulted in the Panthers being out of field goal range. Ultimately, the Panthers did get a field goal as a result of that Allen penalty, and thankfully not a touchdown. Right after that penalty by Allen occurred, most of Steelers Nation was probably and predictably calling for the inside linebacker to be cut. Personally, I knew he probably wouldn't be jettisoned by head coach Mike Tomlin, and mainly because Allen is a core special teams player, and that includes him being the upback on the punt team. That said, I'm willing to bet that Allen was chided by Tomlin in front of his teammates during team meetings this past week. While it shouldn't have needed to come to that, it is what it is at this point, and Allen obviously remains on the team. So, what is the best way now for Allen to atone for that dubious penalty that he made against the Panthers? Well, making a few key plays on special teams Saturday night at Acrisure Stadium would probably be a good place for him to start, right? While it might not feel like it, Allen does have 10 total special teams tackles so far on the season, with three of those being the assisted variety. That said, he, along with the rest of the members of the Steelers' 2022 special teams units, have yet to force a fumble or block a punt so far this season. For a team with several core special teamers making more than the minimum, such as Allen is, that's really unacceptable. On Saturday night at Acrisure Stadium against the Las Vegas Raiders, it will be a bone-chilling cold that the two teams play in. That kind of cold might make it tough to hold on to the football if a player is hit hard or has his grip ripped at vigorously. In short, conditions might be very favorable for some sort of special teams takeaway, and hopefully by the Steelers' side. Should Allen make such a special teams play Saturday night that helps power the Steelers to a win, it would certainly help his overall standing with some fans of the team on the heels of his Week 15 Sunday silliness against the Panthers. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Alex Cazora every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.